Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, may I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
Bridgemont Road, 64, 14th Bridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry for many things. enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat, place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet, so sturdy and muscular his hide, and they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete, and I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas, Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their coliform seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile, teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon, his sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. And a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees. And we were one, and we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smiled and matured, and instead of dodging mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414th Bridgemont Road. Yet its smell, sound, sashay, dive, simmer sweet, sentimental treats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
And exhaustion will say,
one well done. Love can be found in a weary head on a satin pillow when it is certain that eyes will close and doze on clouds of muted colors, drifting in one's own mind, refreshing the body and consciousness. Good morning. Sweet is the smell of a flower whose petals open wide, releasing fragrant notes that make you lean forward in aromatic hopes. You and the bees are there in harmony of an aroma that wafted on the breeze through the air. Happy are these feet that dance on cool early morning sands. Tonight, I will frantically paint the sunset in pastel crayon, capturing all its phases until I'm using just the black and shimmer. There I go again, remembering a thought that's tender like a snowflake in winter as it falls gently onto a snowdrift. As captivating as bubbles blown below freezing temps. Iridescent crystals floating, collapsing when we touch them. Helping to draw a seesaw's exaggerated silhouette, heads tilted in wonder. And this, writ on unlined pages with scented ink and thoughtful pauses. Every little bit counts when it is something beautiful.
Last night I went to the moon, seeking a sleep therapist for my pet insomnia. When I took to the vet, the doctor asked me, was his nose wet, or if it was a dog or a cat, even though right there it sat. So I understandably got upset. I said, Doc, when it started bothering me in the daytime, I knew things between us was not fine. Why is this nocturnal beast basking in my sunshine? And those are just the facts, to be exact, Dr. Jack. Yours is a very interesting case to me. So tell me, what would you do to cope? Well, at first I tried to pay it no mind, because he left me alone during night's most quiet times. But at my job, he'd come back. And what would you do? I tried to find things that would distract me. I do this, and I do that. Last encounter ended in a scrap. I was too tired to fight, so I took a little nap. And dreamed a dreamless dream while I floated on a raft from my back. And when I awoke, I felt beyond great. No gorilla, no ape. The house was quiet and all mine, and not a trace of insomnia could I find. The clock read 2:59, 3 hours and 1 minute before the start of my grind. So I took in some YouTube to kill some time, and before a long time, my eyes went from slits to little lines. As I traveled in my mind, and moments later, my alarm clock crowed. It's time to rise and shine. Only one thing, I'm beat. Poem.
I take laps in my thoughts before I speak and let the waters pour. See, the brain is over 80% water, so that's really not a metaphor. When the water broke, I emerged as a reservoir. With the belief that words mirror waters and reflections of thoughts uttered. In essence, I believe thoughts can actually quench thirst like waters. See, my spoken words of wonder so wealthy as wholesome wells of wisdom whispering waters. Waters from gutters, purified and fine as wine with thoughts of mine refined from a higher source of divine order. So are these words and thoughts really mine? Or am I just a vessel? Successfully channeling echoes of waters poured in poetic deposits of this artist's faucets with mental profits. I guess it is with royal prerogatives that I spit. Cognitively driven, provocative, spoken hieroglyphs with positive composites of knowledge gifted, collected, cause I was selected, connected, entrusted with powers of life in words as sacred as waters. Truth is, just as water is fluid, fortified with minerals of love, soul, and spirit, my words are pure and poetically naked, gifted, truth immune to hatred, lyrics encrypted, poetically coded to break you out of this matrix like waters washing away the dramatic theatrics of a paradoxical world of toxic optical illusions. My words are a flowing series of cascades removing delusions. A fusion of tongue, hearts, and mind in union, flooded from reservoirs in the form of spoken solutions. So get this, recline, and sip this. The cup I offer, effortlessly smelted from copper, designed from the rock of my heart to properly prosper. Let me elevate your mental capacity. Let me help you escape from this plane of monotony. Honestly, I just want you in this level of frequency, frequently vibing on sequence of energy, where wordplay anomalies are next level quality, simply above and beyond, like top tier, upper echelon. It's something like a phenomenon. So come on, are you thirsty? Because the flow is stupendous, like water, it quenches. Taking the form of emptiness with pH2O replaced it. Poetical waters at its core, lyrical greatness, exquisite. Don't try to resist it. More like a quench for the soul. Melody equipped with truth and lyrical elements. Stress expressed and vanquished. Sun-kissed, heaven-sent. Blessed by the best, yes, you could taste it. No lie. If you listen, guarantee you for sure, like writer's rain, you'd be satisfied. And if you're skeptically wondering why, well, my very being is a spring. What I speak, you can drink with relieving sighs. From oceans of words and libraries of waters, I utter spoken words like glistening sparkles of sunlight on waters. My words are enriched with poetical sips of life and nuggets and clusters of philosophical hindsights, naturally poured through the chalice of poetry. Orally speaking life with surety, organically filled with delight that brightens with shivers. My thoughts are overflowing rivers. I am frequency. And these are words of waters.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh, man. Frequency, how you doing, brother?
Hey, brother, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm excited.
Oh, wait a minute. You sound like that last dude. Would you happen to know him?
I don't know. That brother does sound mighty familiar.
Yeah. All right. You say you're trying to hold the tongue close to your chest, huh?
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to this interview, bro.
I am, too, man. Khadija is one of those lions that walk through the hallways of Clubhouse, man. We're going to get a chance to go ahead and open her up a little bit, bro.
For sure. Hey.
What you think of that lineup we just had go through there, though, man?
Man, that was... That's a beautiful thing, man. You know, I love it. Every time I hear it, it's like, you know, you get to pick something new out. If you listen keenly, you hear something different every time, man. That's the beauty of poetry.
Yeah.
And that lineup is, yeah.
That lineup was dope and fire. We need to get a couple more pieces from you, bro. We'd love to get a couple more pieces from you. You do some really good work, man. We need to go ahead and get you out here moving around.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, yeah, I'll throw something else out here.
Sweet.
I know the folks are used to hearing my big sister, Gina Storm,
You know, I can never replace the incomparable, but you know what? I had to hijack the mic tonight. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, you weren't supposed to say that. We I don't think people was going to notice.
It's me, y'all. I lost my voice.
I also heard you dealing with a little bit of something too, but you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. She's still lurking on the lines tonight. I see Gina. I gave her a hot mic too. So,
yeah.
I know I'm not asking for trouble, but that's what I did. Man, we're going to go ahead and get into this young lady that we have for the hour, though, man. Khadija, man. Khadija, she's a very shrewd businesswoman. She has this new thing coming up with this hair summit, this natural hair summit, man. I caught a part of the one from last year. And, man, it was entertaining and educational at the same time, man. I was even learning stuff about my own lack of hair. Oh, that's why my hair went up and left? I was like, oh, all right, cool. Cool. At least there's a reason behind the crime. But they had a pretty good shindig, man.
Yes, man. You know, the woman wears a lot of hats, man. Lots of hats.
Yeah.
And you know, the hair thing is definitely educational, you know, like you said. And I'm glad they're doing this. You know, I'm glad she's doing this because a lot of people, you know, we all born with the hair, but we don't really know how to deal with it. We don't know what to do with it at times. We think we know, but we don't know. So educating people, especially on our hair, that's real. And empowering at the same time, you can't beat that.
At the same time. And plus, you're going to go ahead and dispel a lot of those myths that are out there about natural hair. I remember when natural hair was first starting to kick in, you had people lined up on one side talking about, oh, it's just nappy hair and the rest of that type of stuff. You know, they was toeing the line for the media, man. The media was talking all that crazy stuff about our hair. And they was jumping in, being bandwagoners. But I think the tide is slowly starting to change and stuff like what Khadija's doing now is a part of that tide changing.
Oh, yeah. Those same people are now coming around, aren't they?
Yeah,
they look comfortable rocking their old hair. Maybe I'll switch back to mine.
That's right, man.
Yeah,
you know, type of job like buckwheat and all the rest of this type of job, like, man, you crazy, bro. Because my wife been rocking the afro for about at least 10. So I'm hearing all this crazy stuff going around here, and I was like, no, y'all just trying to look like the status quo is what y'all trying to do. But we're going to go ahead and get into that with her, too, man. And she's not going to do it on Clubhouse this go-around frequency. She's going to go ahead and pop it off on Zoom for $5 a whop. Y'all women need to make y'all men sit there with y'all. Like I said, sit there with y'all and go ahead and learn about this hair stuff so y'all men can go ahead and learn about what these women have to go through in order to be beautiful for y'all. So y'all need to turn that into Netflix and chill. If on the real.
Definitely, bro. All
right. Let's go ahead and get this old shit and get my dig on the road then, brother. I'm going to go ahead and pull back and serve. I'm going to yield back and let you have it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a very, very special guest. This young lady, like I said before, wears many, many different hats. Khadija is a singer, songwriter, poet, classically trained on the piano, and has always been a creative soul in every sense of the word, expressing her artistry through multiple mediums. Age 11 is when she began putting her pen to paper, writing songs and performing on stages. Music runs through Khadija's DNA. She is kin to Sylvia Moy, who wrote some of Stevie Wonder's biggest hits, including Machete Amor. Her musical influences include Whitney Houston, Tamia, and Deborah Cox, just to name a few. Khadija's greatest passion is and has always been to use music as a creative outlet of expression to connect with her deeper self and to connect with the hearts of others. Khadijah is currently writing lyrics and laying down her vocals in the studio for a special collaboration with a very popular male R&B vocalist, and she will release more detail at a later date. Khadijah's artistry doesn't just stop at music and poetry. It stretches through fine arts and design, and she is the brilliantly artistic mind and hands behind her brand, Designs by Deed, where she creates statement pieces that affirm and celebrate the beauty of natural hair and black culture as a whole. Extended beyond a product-based business, Khadijah created, organized, and hosted an event last year called Curls and Convo, Natural Hair Summit. It's a unique platform and movement that brings together individuals who are passionate about embracing and celebrating their natural hair. She is gearing up for her second annual Curls and Convo events, which will be hosted through Zoom, and tickets for entry can be found at curlsandconvo.eventbrite.com. That's curls, the letter N, convo, one word, .eventbrite.com. Khadijah shines her light through a beautiful mixture of artistry reflected in both music, poetry, and design. But most of all, Khadijah has carved out a lane of her own as she continues to live by her life's philosophy, which is to use her difference to make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Khadijah.
Please allow me to introduce myself. My black be poetic. Before words can even leave my lips, sounds of symphony pours from my limbs with every moment. A simple head nod when acknowledging another black king or queen in my presence, down to the simplest of giggles. My black be pure, unfiltered like the darkest roast of coffee, and I did say the darkest. Because my greatest wish is that you don't get it twisted. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I'm just saying. But I'd be telling a bold-faced lie if I said I was just playing. Understand, we're often imitated, but no one else can duplicate us, even though they try. My black be forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Infinite because of the blood pulsing through my veins. In the midst of destruction and the inhumane treatment, my black people, we have risen above it to create a legacy that reaches far beyond ourselves. My black be elegant, honey, and that's a fact. Who else you know can sport beauty while being covered and crowned? And no one can look down on me, because what they see is, I got love all over me. My black be all that. My black be gold. Aside from the reflective shine and appeal, gold is formed in hot rocks that's been pressurized in volcanoes, undergoing a rigorous process of elements will still illuminate in a night like shimmering gold. And as I shimmer and shine, my black be fearless, pushing past the bounds of self, overcoming the limitations of society, giving vision to the dreams in the depths of my heart, a fearless being indeed, going against the grain with no strain, because I live my truth boldly, and I am me, unapologetically, every single day of the week, 365, no lie. My black be posed, graceful, remaining assured and self-stable, grounded and rooted like a tree. My black be joyful, finding pleasure in the subtle aspects of life, I'm hopeful, even through any contention or strife that may arise, and in all of my blackity blackness and the way that I carry myself, I'm a reflection of the name that I carry, and I wouldn't dare bring dishonor by letting anybody get me out of character and dismantle the happy that I wear so beautifully, because I am the joy I see. Joy is in my natural hair and in the depths of my skin and all of my beautiful cocoa chocolate melanin. Wait, I got one more for y'all. Check this one out. My black bee, period. It stands strong and silent with no necessary adjectives behind it. Engraved in her story, my ancestors paved the way for me to sit in this truth comfortably. And with that said, this has been your public service announcement. Thank you for allowing me to introduce myself properly. Sincerely, Deej.
Oh, wait. If anybody had your black mistaken before, I think it's all been straightened out. You went ahead and looked at that black, talked about that black from every angle imaginable. How you doing, Khadija?
I'm good. How are you? Peace.
You are good under pressure, aren't you?
Is that how it sounds? As long as it sounds that way.
It didn't sound that way. I know it's that way, and nobody else knows it that way. But you're very good under pressure. It shows that you're up for the job that you're doing, the job that you've chosen, or the job that has chosen you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty okay. You know, got my tea here in front of me. Tea calms my nerves, so you know.
What kind of tea you got over there?
Oh, ain't nothing fancy, just some lemon and ginger, because that's the only thing I could find. Usually I have some other stuff to work with, but I was like, well, that's what it's going to be tonight.
Oh, you got to talk to me about what you got in that tea, because like me, I go ahead and drop some honey in it, some lemon juice, maybe drop in a couple peppermints in there. I make a real tea drinker gag. What you got in your tea?
He just ruined it. That's what he's saying. He ruins a good tea.
What you talking about, Frank? I made it better. What you got in your tea, Khadija?
I was with you until you said peppermint.
All right. We got Free on the line tonight, too. We had a couple of things we had to scramble on. Hey, Free, how you doing today, brother?
Hey, man,
what did you think of that poem?
I'm feeling, are you kidding me? I'm feeling proud. I'm not just black and proud, but I'm empowered, you know. That poem was, he took it there. And drop jewels on us at the same time. You know, her black is that happy she wears. I like that. You know, I love that, man. There's a lot going on in that piece. It brings back that, if I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm bliggity, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it right there.
Right. I was feeling that all the way when she was saying it. And she even went to the Blackity Black. You said,
I know.
Me unapologetically. My black be rooted like a tree. The way I carry myself. Black is the name that I carry. Tell me about your name, Khadija.
My name, Khadija. It comes from my Islamic faith. A lot of people think automatically that I was named after Khadija from Living Single, but that's not quite the case. But
I lost that money.
What'd you say?
I lost that money.
Oh, you sure did, but you know, people.
Sure did.
It's all good. It's all good. But it has a symbolic meaning. Actually, Prophet Muhammad's wife was named Khadija. But it has a few different meanings. One of the meanings is literally the wife of Prophet Muhammad. beautiful flower, that's another meaning. It has a few meanings. Those are the ones I usually tell people right off the bat.
Sweet. You know what, when I was watching you move through the clubhouse streets, you carry yourself. You carry yourself stately. You carry yourself queenly. I know I had sent you a message, and I was like, you wasn't following that many people, so I was like, "Hey, if I follow you, are you gonna follow me back?" and I normally don't even ask people. I normally don't even care, but I seen the way that you were carrying yourself, and I seen that how you were dressed, and I knew that the reason why you didn't have a bunch of names on your following list but it's because that you don't want to be tied into everybody's algorithm that way.
Yeah, definitely, because the thing about it is that when you follow people on that particular app, you're automatically now looped into the rooms they go into, and if they're not going into rooms that you resonate with or that, you know, basically rooms that you resonate with, then that's in your hallway. And I didn't want my hallway to look messy, you know. I wanted to, I'm very selective and protective over what orbits around me, not just on social media, but in life itself. I like to be exclusive. Not everybody can have access, you know. And I think sometimes we get caught up with the followers and having a big following and friending everyone just to have the numbers, but I really don't get caught up in the numbers. You know, Clubhouse changed their algorithm recently where the people who had, like, thousands of followers, they lost those followers, you know, because they switched it over to friends. So I was like, well, either way, you know, I had 6,000 followers and then it dwindled down. I was popping then and I'm still popping now. So I don't care. I don't care about that. It's more so about the impact to me, you know, the lasting impression that you leave on someone. And I prefer to be exclusive because I don't want everyone to have access to me. I feel like when your circle is so big, you're giving people the chance to play in your face, you know, and me being how I am, I don't trust easily. For me, you know, you have to show me. I'm not talking about you, Jay, just so you know. Let's be clear. I'm saying in general.
I know, I'm just here listening.
No, because you mentioned how you, that question. And actually, let me just say this. When you asked me that question, I was like, okay, I like this guy. And I literally followed you at that.
I'm trying to be.
Because I knew, like, I was like, he gonna be all right. He not gonna be no weirdo like a lot of the other people. So and ever since then, you know,
the inner thoughts of Khadija. He's not a weirdo.
But you know, in general, that's something that's, you know, like trust and everything is something that's earned, and that's why it's called trustworthy. You know, something that comes along with time. Not everybody can have a front row seat in my life. Some belong in the balcony of my life. That doesn't mean I don't have respect for others. That just means that I respect others enough to know that I have to love you from afar and I have to hold you at a distance because that's where I feel the safest for you to be until I get to know you and know that it's safe for me to invite you to the front row. You know, so that's how I move.
Sweet.
Yeah, man, that's actually intelligence right there, because you can't just let anybody in your circle, you know, especially these day and age. So, yeah, I definitely respect that. You can show everybody love, but trust got to be earned, and that's real. Going back to this piece, though, Khadija, like I said before, you had that line, "The happy I wear." And the reason that line hit me hard is because I'm a firm believer that we have a choice, right? We have a choice. I think happiness is a choice. Something simple as the way your day is going. We have a choice whether we can restart our day if we want to, right? And that's why that line hit me so hard. And now if you, someone who knows themselves very well, right, you, like you just said, you know yourself very well enough to know that you're not going to accept anybody around you because it's not just going to happen. Now, I say that because the happy I wear is a choice. If I know myself, I know what gets me down. I know who to let in my circle. And therefore, I know that I have a choice on whether or not I can let somebody else get me down or anything else get me down, or I can restart my day like that. And in order to have that, you got to know yourself. And that's why I think that line just resonated with me very much, because you're talking about being pure, unfiltered. And you're talking about black pride and black power and all of this, right? And then to know yourself is very, very important. I mean, you said pure, unfiltered blackness. like roast of coffee, like the darkest roast of coffee. And then a little later, you went to the Fearless and No Strain, pure as it could possibly be. You know what I mean? And, yeah, man, I'm going to have to listen to that piece again. I'm glad I can always go back and re-listen to this because, yeah, I'm loving the way you started already.
Thank you, Frequency.
Now, I know that those clothes that you be wearing, Khadija, once I start going through your IG, your Facebook and the rest of that, you're a little bit of a fashionista, ain't you?
Definitely in my own right, yes.
Man, the intricacy of your clothing was the thing that kept catching me. Like when I see just bands of cloth were just braided and weaved, and it was just the detail of it. It let me know that you think about your appearance, you think about your branding. What has it been like to go ahead and build your branding?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that beautiful compliment. I actually sew my own clothes as well, just FYI, just a little did you know.
Y'all need to go check her clothing out. You about to get so much business, you might have to give up this whole poetry music stuff. Y'all need to go check out her IG. Her Facebook and any other platform they can find you on. Can you go ahead and tell people what platforms to find you on quickly before you go into that answer, rebuttal?
Absolutely. You can find me across all social platforms at Designs by Deej. That's Designs by D-I-J on Instagram, Twitter, even though I don't really like Twitter like that, but you know I'm on there. TikTok. Facebook. I'm even on LinkedIn now. I never thought I would say that, but I'm there. So I'm everywhere. So y'all can follow me there.
Now talk to us about Brandon. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no problem. So the question is how I weaved branding into, what's the question?
Basically just wanted to go ahead and talk to you about branding, period, you know, because you put a lot into it, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. You've been putting a lot into what it means to be Khadija, what it means to be Deej, what it means to be Khadiva, all of that. Go
yeah.
ahead and talk to us about the process of that, because a lot of people don't really know what branding is, and that's why they're out here kind of halfway doing something when they could be fully be doing it. But what you're doing, you're fully, you're imaged. You're fully invested.
Absolutely. So I'm glad it's kind of shining through. It's because it took me a while to get to the point I'm at. I didn't really learn how to brand and market myself overnight. I had to do research into how people find you on different platforms, how to speak to your target audience. So just to rewind a little bit, the name of my brand is called Designs by Deej, which, of course, if you guys didn't guess it yet, Deej is short for Khadija. It's your one-stop shop for all things handmade and unique, celebrating Black hair, Black women, and Black culture. And I'm an artist. I'm an artist and I'm a designer, and I create statement pieces to celebrate the beauty of who we are in a society that tries to shun us or try to diminish our melanin and diminish our natural hair, you know? So if you notice, if you look at my Instagram, a lot of the art that I design is specifically focused on the Black culture and the beauty, strengths, and strides of the Black culture. And It's actually a greeting card and gift shop. So I'm your one-stop shop where you can find your greeting cards. I make three-dimensional greeting cards that with a specific emphasis on, I make greeting cards for the fraternities and sororities. That's what I'm trying to say, fraternities and sororities. So a lot of Black-inspired greeting cards. And then also I create black art on products like umbrellas, backpacks, tote bags, home decor. And so that's what I do, and it's been going pretty good for me.
Where are you moving some of this stuff at? I've been marketing myself
and speaking to my audience in a way that attracts. So.
Where are you moving your merchandise at? There was a couple places that we had in the pre-interview that we talked about. They were very interesting.
Yes. So as of this month, actually, I'm now carried in Walmart.com. Also in stores in New Jersey and Atlanta and also South Carolina. So, yeah.
Mm. The only way they really going to know, Khadijah, if they go out to these different platforms that you're on and see the quality of the stuff that you're doing. Some of the stuff I've seen, like, oh, I got to have that. I'm like, got all high-pitched and everything. I could get that. It was stuff that I could go ahead and get for my wife, get for my daughter. It was a blanket on there that somebody was doing a commercial for you for. And I was like, that is sweet. The simplicity of the design, the Afrocentricness of it all. It was just really nice. You know how to throw things together. You know how colors are supposed to work. You know about these little small things as far as, like, what people would like, what your target audience would like. I was watching the algorithms and the things that you were doing. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. That's why I go ahead and throw you out here all the time as one of the lions that are walking around here. Let the cute face, do not let the soft voice fool you guys out there. She is very business savvy. She knows exactly what direction she wants to head in. And she will teach you if you need to know. But yeah, Khadijah, you're doing a fabulous job out there. That's why we had you in here today to go ahead
that
other people can recognize what you're doing. Because what you're doing is next level. And we need more people like you out here doing that, especially young black women. So we appreciate you very much for what you're doing, ma'am.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. Well, we're about to get off into another one of these poems. But before we do that, let me go ahead and do things right around here, Khadijah. I came in here throat and everything else. I'm about to write this ship right in front of myself, hopefully. Yeah. What was it like coming up, Khadijah? You don't seem like that you came from out of the middle of Chicago war zone. What was it like coming up being Khadijah?
Growing up, I was kind of sheltered growing up. I had kind of strict parents, if you will. Like, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of the stuff that my friends could do. But I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of happy about that now, looking back on things. You know, it's when you get grown that you realize, wow, my parents really protected me and kept me from a lot of the things I thought I wanted to do but really didn't need to do. And so it was that kind of thing. Came from, of course, a two-parent household full of love. Came from a musical background. My dad is a bassist. He's toured with Natalie Cole and some other artist, and he really made sure that music was instilled within me. He's not a singer. I actually, my grandma would tell y'all that I got my voice from her. they argue about that all the time of who I got my voice from. So I let them talk about that. I don't really say who I got it from.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that growing up, my dad made sure that I was fully in the know of some of the greats, you know, the great artists, the Motown music. He was making sure I studied the technical aspects of music. And I think that really helped me as I grew up in my artistry, you know, having that background, being able to go to him when I had a question about something dealing with music. If I'm trying to break up harmonies, I couldn't hear a particular note, because sometimes when you're breaking up harmonies, especially if it's like five-part harmony or greater, it's kind of hard to isolate that one note. And so he was always there to kind of teach me the ropes on that. And now I use that with my group. I'm in a group called Soul Essence. Those of you guys who don't know. So it really has come in handy.
Keep dropping them.
Hmm?
I said, whenever it comes to mind, drop another one. Put your people in here.
Why am I can't hear you. What, you want me to drop a poem?
No, I was talking about your people. Like, sometimes people be shy about not dropping their things they have coming up. You keep right on dropping them. As they come up, you go ahead and drop them. If you can get them all in here today, and if you're organic, we are down with it. We down with all of that, for real.
Gotcha. Okay, we on the same page now. But,
yes, ma'am. You have carte blanche to drop bombs.
Okay, got you. But I went to a private school, just speaking more about growing up Deej, as you say. I went to a private school of children who looked like me, you know, Muslim children. And so I was always surrounded by people who looked like me, who believed the way I do. So it wasn't, you know, I had a pretty smooth sailing childhood. As I got older, I went to college for the first time. I was in a public school and got a chance to now be introduced to other people who don't necessarily look like me, but it was still the same kind of experience because everybody always respected me. Everywhere I go, I was kind of popular on campus, if you will. And so that's a little bit about it. I don't know how far you want me to go.
It could have been some of them clothes you were sewing, but I wasn't there, so I can't say that.
That might have had something to do with it.
Something. Well, I tell you what, we're about to go ahead and do a station identifier, and then we're going to play a track. And then when we come back from that, we'll get another poem from you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio. Tonight we have Khadijah with us tonight. She is talking to us about some very intimate conversations about herself. They're very interesting. I got my man Frequency riding shotgun with me. Gina Storm is down, so everybody have their prayers for her, if you would. But my sister, she was going to go. I said, no, you can't go. You can't go, sis. I know you are willing to, but take care of your body. We have Khadijah here. I've been learning quite a bit. Every time I speak to you, I learn something from you. You are a wise soul, young lady. This is the Epiphany Radio Network. This is the For Real Entertainment Network. We're sponsored by Raw Links. And
you've got me sounding like espresso, anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips, but I lick them, tasting honesty and ink, this poet's eventual hello. I call it sweet. Essentially Johnny.
Crack.
Oh man, I'm monologuing like a villain on mute. Oh, Gina is haunting this joint.
Boy, I got a question for you. Khadijah, you know, earlier you mentioned you sew your own clothes. I couldn't help but wonder if that's something that was learned in the household, at home, or in school.
Great question. I actually We have a tailoring shop, so we have several businesses here. One of them is a seamstress and tailoring shop. And my teacher, how it works is basically we're all a community, so, you know, the teachers know the parents and vice versa. It's very interactive with my community. And so I took classes from the lady who owned the tailoring shop, and my mother also taught me the rest of what I may not have learned completely there. So then I began, at first they were sewing my outfits, but and then they handed it over to me as I got a little bit older, and bought my first sewing machine, and then I started sewing. And actually, sewing is very therapeutic for me. I always say that, like, it's very therapeutic for me. For some reason, I love to sew, and I sew whenever I have the chance. I don't have a lot of time to sew anymore, but when I do, it's just me and that sewing machine.
Wow, and it sounds like a very close knit community too. I can't help but think that's where the whole idea came from. May have been subconsciously, but. And I won't even call it a business, more so a movement.
Mm-hmm.
The where the pride comes from, the sense of helping your own community and more so an extended community, right? Because now you're reaching more people than just your circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the Hair Summit and everything else that you're doing. And I do have one more question before we go further. Coming from a family with such rich history in music and creativity, was that a challenge, a pressure, or a driving force that motivated and pushed you, or both? And how have you been able to use it to your advantage?
Ooh, frequency with the good questions. You know, actually, it was both. It was both because I felt pressure to make my father, who was a musician, proud. You know, I always wanted him to you know, feel like the daughter that followed his footsteps, you know, she's doing her thing. So it was pressure, but at the same time, it wasn't any pressure that my father or any of my family placed on me. It was, you know, pressure I put on myself because I'm always like this. I've always been that type of person to push myself. I'm always the worst critic of myself. I'm my own worst critic. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not. But that's me. But it was also motivation too, you know, just having his support behind me, having my mother's support behind me, the whole family, and even extended family, you know, even at they had a family reunion recently. I didn't get to go, but my dad went, and he said they couldn't stop talking about the singer, your daughter, the singer, and that made me feel so good because, you know, people are watching. Cousins I didn't even know I had was asking about me. So.
Right.
It shows me something, and my dad seemed very proud, so that made me, you know, proud to have made him proud, because, you know, he's like, everywhere I went, everybody was talking about your daughter, Khadijah, the singer, the artist, the musician. So, yeah, it's motivation, and it can be a little pressure that I place on myself sometimes.
Right. I mean, clearly you're making ripples, and those ripples are being felt, even though you may not know it, right? That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. So, hey, Jay, I'm going to pass the mic back to you, bro.
Appreciate you for filling in today, too, brother. All right, Khadijah, we're about to get around to this next poem. Also, we see a couple of people, the lines are actually full, but there are two people with their hands up. To raise your hands, you have to press 1. We're about to go into the portion of the show where we start letting you guys go ahead and get some feedback. Then at the end of the show, what we're going to do is we're going to have a speed round. So everybody who's around within the next
35 minutes, y'all gonna get a chance to spit because the Blog Talk lady may cut us off early. But if she does not cut us off early, we're gonna go into extra innings. So we appreciate y'all to be around for that too. We'll swing y'all back through. So we about to start getting more interactive with y'all. With that being said, Khadijah, the mic is yours.
Crack is whack. Yeah, you heard me. I didn't stutter. I said crack is whack. Breaking Bad stuck in the maze of a chemical labyrinth. Told Mama at a young age I wanted my hair to lay straight, like all the other girls my age. Somehow I made Kinky the arch enemy, and Creamy was the epitome of all things straight and acceptable. The scratch of matchsticks scorched my scalp, treated my scabs with aloe vera gel. The chemical burns eventually healed, but the way I was burned, because I wandered right into the gaping mouth of hell. That month of August, I found myself in an entanglement. God as my witness, I hated the process as white was applied to my black strands. Somehow the process, although overly processed, just seemed to make sense. But then again, white has a tendency to push its sentiment on me that my hair is rebellion because it's not wavy. You are a risk to me. This set off the catalyst in the pursuit of my own happiness. Through my ancestry, I could trace back my roots. The very essence of me is rooted in so much illustrious history, and my natural hair is my glory, my crowning jewel. Last time I checked, this is chess, not checkers, checkmate, queen me. At age 16, I freed my hair and found my sovereignty. Never looked back to that nasty, creamy crack, because crack is whack. Crack is cheap. My crown is too regal to do crack. You see, I am otherworldly. My hair naturally defies gravity. I'm definitely not your average, nor your ordinary, but the world doesn't see my hair as value, and my natural curl texture is somehow a hazard, but you are a risk to me. In the grand scheme of things, on a daily, I'm boldly devalued, emphasizing their rhetoric through italics. Listen, I'm gonna need you to relax, because your relaxers no longer interest me. And what's really interesting through this hair journey, there's this unique dichotomy. If only I could see what I have on today. This regal on my skin is divinity. Yes, I have a head of beautiful, healthy, natural hair under here. For some reason, people seem to fear the unknown because I don't comply to your societal norms. Yes, that question has been asked, do I have hair? Because you can't physically see my hair, me as a Muslim woman, beautifully adorned under a veil. Being covered somehow affects you. It's revolting. Protecting my energy is self-preservation, not self-indulgence. I use my difference to make a difference. You see, what makes me different is what makes me me. I'm covered, no doubt, in strength, beauty, and dignity. And why is my hair such a topic of conversation? In the freest country in the world, black women are held hostage as we stare into the evil eye of discrimination. And yes, natural hair discrimination is a form of racism. It's running rampant in corporate America and in innumerable workplaces. Transition does not start with a hairstyle. It starts with our mindset. They call it nappy because they don't understand it. So, let's play a game of truth or dare. I dare you to remove the kinks from your mind, not our hair. Our hairstyles are a way to embrace our identity from our cornrows to our Bantu knots, our Afro styles and our goddess locks, and even our slicked down baby hair. Each style of expression holds a symbolic meaning. Natural hair is not a fad. It's a revolution. In conclusion, close your books. It's time for a pop quiz. The first and only question is, why do you consider my natural hair unprofessional and unruly? Because truly, your perception of me was never my responsibility. But it's clear that you, not my hair, you are a risk to me. Deed.
That one breathed a little bit. Hey, I heard this one before, but you brought it to another level this go round. Let me go in here and see what you got off in here, Khadijah. You was in here going a little out the box, a little out the frame. Let me go ahead and see if I can track you.
Okay.
I got you. You started out with the crack is whacking, the breaking of the bed. So how I made Kinky the arch enemy, chemical burns. I found myself in an entanglement, ships and rebellions. I could trace back my roots. My hair is my glory, checkers, nut chest, cracking the hair, losing its gravity, boldly devalue. I'm going to need you to relax. Your relaxers don't interest me. Wrinkles, some people need to fear because you can't see. I'm a Muslim woman. I use my difference to make a difference. Strength, beauty, and dignity held hostage by racism. Transitions start in the mind. They call it napping because they can't remove the kinks from their minds. Close your books. Your perception was never mine. This is, and that was a tacky interpretation, but that was intense, lady.
Thank you so much.
With this poem here, What were you trying to convey to your audience?
A few things in that piece, actually. So at my last Natural Hair Summit, which I know we're going to get into, but at my last Natural Hair Summit, I enlisted several poets to convey a message because I feel like poetry is the perfect exclamation mark behind an event. So with any event I do, I always try to weave poetry in it. So, you know, at that time, I wasn't really calling myself a poet at that time. So, you know, I kind of sat in the shadows and I asked these other poets to do it, and they did a wonderful job. Geronimo came through and spit a piece that he wrote specifically for the last event. Artie Fox did. Who else? It was some amazing artists. It was some other ones, too. They're amazing. But I felt like I couldn't completely close the last summit until I wrote my own piece on how I feel about it, you know, having created this event, the Curls and Combo Natural Hair Summit. You know, I feel like it's important for people to hear my take on it as well. So I wrote this piece back in, when was that? It had to be May or June, something like that. And I was still contemplating whether or not I was going to do a second Curls and Convo Natural Hair Summit. But really, I got so many people asking me, like, you going to do another one, right? You're going to do another one, right? You know, like, it was so highly requested that I realized that it's bigger than me. You know, kind of like, Jay, kind of like, when an artist puts out their first album, right? They put out their first album, and everybody's like, oh, my God, that's so dope. Oh, that album. Did y'all hear that album? And then they come back with a sophomore album, and it's trash, right? about doing the second one. It's like, the first one was so monumental and so impactful that if I come through with a second one, like, it can't be trash. So I wasn't sure if I was going to do a second one. However, me being me, like, if I feel like I'm led in a direction, it's no longer my choice at that point. I'm being led to do something that's bigger than myself. So, you know, this piece really led me into securing the date for the second annual Curls and Combo Natural Hair Summit, you know, because now I have this piece, and now I've conveyed my message of how I felt about that. And this poem has been widely accepted across Clubhouse and elsewhere. And so I feel like to further the message, I have to do a second Curls and Combo Natural Hair Summit, you know. And so this piece is just reflective of everything that I'm putting into this summit. I kind of put it in a succinct way through this poem, you know. For instance, when I talk about the fact that there's actually a couple of layers when it comes to me, you know, because as a woman who covers, you know, I get the other side of the coin as well. Like, do you have hair? Yeah. So, you know, it's something
right.
when society is so pressed, no pun intended, so pressed.
Right. Or relaxed.
Over our head, like,
exactly relax. Those words.
Right.
Like, I'm going to need y'all to relax, okay?
Hey, but you know what? It's coming full circle, though. I think all the discipline that it took for you to go ahead and do what you did, and you're doing it amongst friends. It was a lot easier for it to go ahead and do it. I'm loving that you're bringing those values out here as well.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
and plus, you make it look good. I'm about to go ahead and mute my mic. And then Frequency, after we go ahead and get through with you, then we're going to go ahead and bring some folks in here. Yeah, remember those people that I said that was not raising their hands? The man I said that they all raised their hands, so we got a problem. So y'all did this to yourselves, first of all. I'm here to my mic.
This piece, Khadija, I can relate so much to so much that you said. You know, for, I want to say 12, 13, yeah, right around 13 years, I had locks. Yeah, it's a lot of discrimination against hair. And something I used to tell people all the time as a black person, if I never put a comb through my hair, I would end up with locks, you know. But, you like, man, you use those key words that was just jumping out, man. The roots, you use the word roots, the relax. You know, I was trying to hang on to so much stuff that you said. But you use those words that they use, that we're supposed to use to make ourselves, quote unquote, fit in, right? Relax. And the whole idea of the crack is whack is what people are poisoning their own hair with these chemicals to blend in, and it's like cutting up your nose to spite your face, right? You're trying to make yourself look good to fit in, but you're destroying yourself in the process of doing that. And it takes trailblazers and bold people who, imagine the first people to say, I'm rocking, I'm going natural. You know? So I'm loving what you're doing with the poetry, with your movement you got going on. Teaching people at the same time. That we don't need to blend in. We don't need the chemicals to look to be beautiful. You know, I think that I have a my daughter just turned two, so this is this is something I'm hoping this is this is built into something that I could one day take my daughter to and say, hey, you know, let's go check this out, you know, get her empowered. And respecting herself and giving her the right intelligence and right knowledge so that she could be comfortable in her own skin. So I'm loving what you're doing.
Oops, can you hear me? I think I was talking on mute.
It's contagious. She got it.
Yeah, you put some of that over here on me. But I was just going to say frequency, that's a good point. But also I just want to say that it's never too early. I know your daughter is two. It's never too early to start them off because when you instill, you know, natural hair love within them at a young age, you know, then as they get older, it's instilled within them. And for instance, I'm glad you brought that up because I have this girl who went – viral. Her name is Cassidy Brianna, and she went viral for at age four, someone stopped her on the sidewalk and was like, I love your afro. And she's like, thank you. No, someone said, I love your hair. And she's like, thank you. It's an afro. And she went viral. Since then, she's been on the Tamron Hall show, Oprah Daily, and some other shows for the love of her natural hair and wearing it loud and proud and stuff. And now she has a book out called Thank You, It's an Afro. And she's actually speaking at the Curls and Combo Natural Hair Summit to do just what you said, to inspire girls to love their natural hair and why they should love their natural hair. So, you know, I felt like that was a very important, too, is because just like you said, you know, at any age, really, you know, age two, train a child up, you know. So right. I felt like it was important to have someone as young as her to come through and inspire the little ones who may be listening. So, yeah, I love that. Man. And I just wanted to share that with you, too.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that, definitely. I do appreciate it. I wonder if that's the young lady I kept seeing on your page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, man, you got all bases covered. Definitely, that's something I look forward to. Definitely getting my daughter started early. We ain't putting no chemicals in there. So, but I'm glad you have these things going on. You know, not everybody knows. You know, some people just really don't know, and to them, it's been passed down from generation to generation because no one really knew. No one really taught them. So, yeah, you're doing great work. Jay, you ready to bring some people up? I know some people got some questions now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just enjoying the banter. 912, how about you? 912, how about you?
My bad, I was on mute. My bad.
Don't do it, bro.
What you mean? What happened?
What's going on with your brother? You all right today?
Yeah, man. Just came to support Queen Khadija in a feature, man. So far, she's been blazing it up.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? She gave us a quick little dose of the voice, teasing us, you know what I mean? We ain't get the full-fledged voice yet, you know what I mean? But I ain't no saying about that. But I just want to say congratulations on your feature, Queen. You deserve it. You're a phenomenal artist, a phenomenal woman, and the gift that God has allowed to reside in you has the power to heal millions. So please, please, please do not stop doing what you're doing, man. We love you. You are awesome. And goddamn, you better sing for the audience.
Thank you, Mouthpiece. As soon as I heard the area code 912, I had a feeling it was you. I appreciate you so much. I really do. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's all good, man. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, Mouthpiece, you going to hang around for the speed round?
I might. I got to make some more stops. People going to be pissed off at me.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try.
All right, brother. It'll be about another 20 minutes.
Hey, good to hear you, Mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece, that was Frequency.
Oh, what's up, Frequency? What's up, why?
Hey, not much, man. I'm just saying, man, it's great to hear you. Outside of the app, you know. Yeah, man.
Right.
Hope you do stick.
Right. That piece you spit was ridiculous. Crazy. And that cypher y'all did at the beginning with off-chain. Look, let me tell y'all, y'all on to something over here for real. Real talk.
Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate
you,
real,
sir.
Thank you for coming through.
All right. 318, how about you?
Yo. How y'all doing? Khadija.
Yes, sir.
Khadija. Girl, you is so awesome.
Thank you.
I just love you. I just love your energy, just what you got going, what you're doing, like your purpose, your intentions with everything in life. I'm so ready to be there for the hair summit. That piece that you shot, it was It was amazing. I love hearing your poetry, even though I barely do hear you because you stay hosting shows, but you barely be performing. So I'm in here tonight. I was a little late, but I came through and I'm in here. And I love what y'all got going. This is a nice show for the indigenous people to really come together and broadcast themselves and promote themselves and to share their talent and, you know, just vibing and connecting with each other. So, yeah, I'm just
let us get your name,
y'all.
Sir. Who's
I'm
on the true, line?
True. This is True 318 speaking.
All right. You got to introduce yourself to all the people, man. I'm loving what you're talking about,
man. My bad. Yeah, this is True 318 here speaking on the live from Louisiana, Bossier City, Louisiana. You know, I'm a good friend with Khadija Mayho and Clubhouse, and we've just been vibing there since. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to World Stage. And, yeah, shout out
tell them that you helped me host World Stage. World Stage Room.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'll be on there hosting, doing a little hosting broadcast. We practicing my little hosting skills, you know. Shout out to Khadija.
Sweet.
So for that. So, yeah.
All right, man. Hey, go ahead, give us some time on one now. They can catch you over there. I should have did the same thing for Mouthpiece. I'm going to have to drag Mouthpiece back through here. But let everybody know what time they can catch you over there.
So, boom, y'all can catch me on Clubhouse at World Stage alongside of Khadija. What we do at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Central. You know what I'm saying? On Sundays, y'all can catch me. And you can also catch me on Instagram too at THAPURE and the number one, the pure one. I'm on Instagram and, you know, I'm just a poetic speaker, a motivational speaker. I just do music. I wear a lot of hats, you know, got a lot of lyrics to me, just like Khadija. So I'm just working on my craft. But yeah, appreciate y'all.
My man.
Thank you, Truth.
Appreciate you too, brother. All right. Hey, Khadija, they came out for you.
Yeah, that is so dope. I appreciate everybody listening. I really do.
Yeah. Clubhouse. What has Clubhouse meant for you? I know it's meant different things for different people, but what has Clubhouse meant for you?
Okay. Well, when I first got on Clubhouse back in 2020, you know, COVID time, I was more so in my shell. I'm still kind of in my shell, but I was more so in my shell, even more than now. And I was more so on the business side of the app. So that's where I started. I came on to Clubhouse to push my brand further because I saw it as an opportunity to do just that. And so I began on the business side, and next thing you know, it was these big rooms and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'm in the audience, but, you know, at some point I have to go on the stage, but I was super shy, super nervous to even go on stage, you know. One time, though, I just said, I'm going to do it, you know. So I hopped up on stage, and I actually started off by writing something out on a Word doc because I was so shy. I hated speaking in front of people. I was like, I'll sing in front of y'all, but, like, speaking in front of y'all, I'm not about to do that. But I knew it was a way, like I said, to kind of push my brand further. And if I ever wanted to push my brand further, I had to become comfortable being uncomfortable, you know. And so I started going up into those rooms, going on stage and promoting my brand. And I continued to do that for a while, and I was noticing traction. You know, I began to get some really good traction. I began to get opportunities. I actually won a scholarship, a one-year scholarship to a branding class. So I think I would actually say, back to your question before about branding, I learned a lot of that through the scholarship that I won, just because, you know, it was just off the strength of me coming up on stage and promoting myself, and that person going to my website and stuff and checking out what I do, and she was in love with the umbrellas, in love with them. Like, oh, my goodness, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I want to invite you to, you know, her academy. So So I was in there for a year, and I learned so much, how to find my target audience, how to speak to my target audience. I learned what attracts people. I also learned that one thing I was doing a lot was selling people too much, you know, constantly selling. Purchase this. I realized that it's more to it than that. You have to create your brand story. People have to be able to connect with you because at the end of the day, they're not buying the product. They're buying the experience. They're buying the experience and how it helps them, right? So once I learned that little tidbit of information, then I was able to kind of market a little bit better and reach my audience.
Have you been doing any mentoring?
What'd you say?
Have you been doing any mentoring? I know there are a lot of women out here that will be able to hear you a lot better than a lot of these men out here as far as how to go ahead and make moves out here. Have you been thinking about mentoring?
You know, I have done a little bit. I wouldn't say it's not full-blown mentoring, but I'm the kind of person, though. You know, when I first started my business, I came across people who wasn't willing to share information with me, and I was like, I never want to be like that, you know, because there's enough, there's enough bread out here for everybody. So anybody that has ever asked me, you know, I see you pushing your brand, and can you give me some advice, I've always been willing to help them. So I haven't done it on a full scale, starting to offer services in that way. But if anybody ever messaged me to ask me, how did I do this, how did I do that, you know, I'm always open to give advice. I post things in my Facebook group, you know, little jewels I drop in there of things I learned along the way in marketing. So I do a little bit, but not on a full scale, you know, like officially. I don't do it officially. That's a good idea, though.
The only reason why I ask, because it's you're always in teaching mode also, and it's not a pushy thing. It's like if you're listening, you are here. Yeah, I'm liking all of this. I'll yield my mic.
I definitely agree with Jay. You are, it seems as if you're always in a teaching mode. And once again, having heard more about your background and more about your story, I think that's just something that's second nature as it was done for you. And I think it's part of who you are to also pass it along. So no doubt I can see that in your future.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I was going to try to drum up some more people put their hands down. But we're going to go ahead and run the speed round with what we have, Khadija. It's going to be a short speed round, but we're going to go ahead and pack some punch into it. Get these good people pulled in. And if anybody else wants to jump into the speed round, press 1.
Put me in, coach.
All right. Hey, Gina, I need you to piggyback a number in for me, if you don't mind. Uber somebody in.
All right.
That'd be possible, sis.
Yes, no problem. Show me the number.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited because I ate and stayed down, so I'm just thrilled to have eaten.
You know we love to have you, no matter what capacity you're in.
Oh, yeah. My mom was like, even if you have to be on a liquid diet today, don't worry about it. You can eat tomorrow. But my stomach was mad, so I was like, okay, so that angry rumble means I have to try. So I did. I had some soup, and it worked out. So thank you guys for asking, and I'm excited. And let me get in this poetry Uber so I can bring in a caller.
I know that's right. I've been Ubering in by you, Gina. So I love it.
You got to do what you got to do, Free. Hey, I'm just saying.
Ain't that the truth? All right, so do we have anyone else wants to come up for the speed round?
Oh, crap, I'm monologuing like a villain. We got two hot in the chamber right now. We got a mouthpiece.
Get them.
sir. Are you there? Let me go ahead and close this mic and then open it again. You there, my piece?
Yo, yo, what's good, man?
Man, we got you, man. We're about to go into the speed round if you got the time, sir.
All right, let's get it.
All right, it'll be a short one. 318, you in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sweet. Hey, Gina, we got 443 about to get ready to come on board. How about you, 443, you in there?
Yep, essentially.
Hey, good to hear from you. All right, 502, how about you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Who this be?
You know, it's Quincy.
Oh, my goodness. Are you still in Texas?
I am.
You're out there giving them trouble. I ain't going to even ask you what you're doing. You're out there just giving them trouble.
That's funny. Thank you.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close everybody's mic. As your mic opens up, then it'll be your turn to go. We don't want to care. We don't care about the title. We don't want to hear that this prompt came from such and such or any of that. We just want the body of the piece. When you hear the mic, she's going to say unmuted, and then you go ahead and go. Gina, do you have a passenger as of yet? Gina Storm.
I was on mute.
Gina of the Storm.
No, but I was. Okay, so I am passenger free. If my passenger happens to get in before you get to me, I'll let them have the mic first.
Oh, I like how you do that right there.
I can only do what I can do.
Did you get that? Did you get the passenger's coordinates from off a messenger?
Yes. I used the math. I got the voicemail.
Oh, I'll get out of here. All right. All right. We're going to go ahead and ask for a little bit of help from the outside then.
All right.
We'll put you next to last then, Gina. All right. The mics are now closing. And Khadija, you are 601?
Yes.
You'll be dead last. All right. Mute mics. As you hear your mic open, it's your turn to go.
Fifteen questions to determine if my love for the cocoa is appropriate or appropriation. Do you know that I cannot have the magic of another race, but it would still be nice to occasionally be recognized for my magic? Does anyone ever look at me and think she's cute in spite of the color of her skin? Why do folks sing so loud in the car? Is it appropriate that I'll be like, don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said shit. But the car is likely where I wrote this shit, so I probably did say some shit. We love flavor in America, but why is the societal norm to be sweet and sour? Folks fill up on Twitter beef, yet things done in good taste gets devoured. If this is the land of the free, why are we mocked, lost, hostage, accosted? Like Flint's water, our soil's been infiltrated. Dying of great thirst, unity is the only way for us to get hydrated. What's it like to have a click riding for you, blowing smoke, making you feel like you the shit when it ain't even 420? How canceled would I be if I said I understand where Rachel Dolezal is coming from? We always trading. Oops. I mean, the black delegation's always trading folk that can no longer be on the team because they ain't real players, so wouldn't it make real sense to let folk in who ain't been pretend advocates? You know, them folk that were born a day God had to be at the game, and his substitute was just slinging out souls like jerseys without looking at the name? Babysitter, why you push 6-year-old me from the car on Seawall Boulevard? You try throwing me away, now they snatching babies. Like more than 64,000 black girls missing, we should all be pounding the pavement, wait a minute, mom. If my father was putting you out the car, beating you on dark roads, why'd you get back in? Why do we call it love at first sight when some things just get fucked the first night? Like, did 45 really win 53%, or was it trumped up? like rappers claiming they the next Tupac, or big screen producers sharing the ad hoc version of American Heroes in a rush to mount stacks of dead presidents, check the many zeros. I mean, ain't it all about the Benjamins when it should be all about the sin? But how are we going to cry if we don't vote? It's like having love for someone yet hating on ourselves, because fondness we choose to withhold. Like chemistry, we bond it with a government we boldly oppose, yet our reaction shows we down for change, but not 10 toes. Why was 45's hairline the headline when we like braids and fades anyway? And what the fuck he means separating moms and kids and killing unarmed black men isn't excessive. Speaking of excessive, if they keep putting out white chocolate at work, why I gain 10 pounds when I like chocolate? I never know when to walk away, but I do know when to run, when to march, when to take a shot or fire one. Like Black Mamba, we must use our greatness to fight for souls who do and do not look like us. Sing, dance, poeticize the birth of a whole new race. We get one shot, just call it us. In peace.
I breathe left hooks. KO when I exhale, when I speak, I release a deadly three-piece. Ain't no reviving him. I'm a knee bell, but fuck your arraignment. See, me and this biology had this arrangement. If my words had hands, I'm giving mics to SmackDown. When I say anything, it matters. It's Major League. I'm a pro now. My wolves in the back like, damn, Alpha, slow down. I'm like, nah, money talking cash shit. He got a grip. I'm going to take my fast fist full of dollars and watch me buck them down. If my words had hands, I would spit a rebirth. Put every curse in reverse and tell the plane to disperse. Now we church. If my words had hands, no demands would be off limits. All those god-awful narratives I would turn around for the better on which the earth is spinning. Now we winning. No more fair weather. Undisputed, call me Mayweather. Spit in the atmosphere. Make the sky glisten. Now the air's better. If my words had hands, I'd walk up to the baddest chick. Speak her hands down my pants on some perverted shit. Curve. Shit, she learning it. I'm not going to let her miss education. This degree, she earning it. If my words had hands, I'm attacking the canvas. Open palm, phalanges explosive. When I pop them, I call them cherry bombs. It's her first prom. We in the back of the Buick. I bought a condom, but she said, nah, come on. Me, so we never used it. That's not a rap. If my words had hands, my words would speak grief to my enemies while writing recipes for disaster. There would be no vacancies for you here, now, or the hereafter. If my words had hands, all your words would be banned. No censorship, just war, hand grenades, and a bunch of clips, all covered and smothered in mayhem with the words never speak again and mouthpiece's greatest hits scribed over the top of it. Damn, if my words had hands.
Stimulating, elevating. I had to find a better me because I was lost at one point in time, but now I'm here. Shit, damn. My sauce a little different. It tastes a little better because at one point in time it was lost because of the taste. It didn't have enough flavor, but now I'm filled with so much flavor. I'm steady growing. I'm steady meditating. I discovered the bigger spirit because I'm big. Big spirit, big elevated, big truth, you know. All I do is expect the truth to hear to motivate the youth. See, I was lost in the streets trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Why was the people out here trying to manipulate me, make me feel like I was less than? But I discovered that I am him. You see, I didn't resonate with the other shit that these people were speaking about, saying that they wanted to go murder, kill, and go on drill time. And I'm like, damn, why are we still going to try to kill someone that look like us? This shit doesn't fit right with me. So they slandered my name and tried to make me feel like I was lame because I didn't want to live the lifestyle that they was living. So I said, you know what? You're not even my type of crowd to even vibe with. So I'm rocking with me forever. Me, I always been alone. I always stuck to myself. I don't even know why I tried to fit in with you. You see, me, I'm a different being. I'm a divine being, a chosen one, the golden one for real here on this land to discover the truth of life. You see, as I speak, it comes to my soul and my heart straight off the dome. I don't need no pen or no pad, but if I did, it would be magical. Words manifesting, creating a better life for me and my people, the chosen one praying over the world, hoping that one day that we will all arise out of these shackles, out of these chains that we have been down, mentally enslaved, lost, mentally, war spiritually, wherever it is going on, playing with our illusions, within our visions of our mind. You see, I am the sun that shines bright in the sky that creates the illusion of my reality through my manifestation and the tools that I use within my brains and the God-given talent that God has blessed me with. You see, we are chosen. We are golden indigenous beings. Stop calling yourself black because we do not lack. You see, I am that I am, the great I am, one of a kind, the truth, divine, peace.
You got to unmute your mic, brother.
Man, listen. If you would have told me one day I'd be prisoner to a beauty, I would have said, you must really be on one. That dope, clearly. But then again, they say beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So I guess this old soul must be beautiful. As I lie here quietly blessed with sight through eyes deemed worthy enough to behold her, I realize I now see life through a new light, because I'm quite sure that even heaven knows I set flames to the world if it dare bring harm or pain to her. Though not limited to her, I experience the closest thing to the meaning of life as my spirit is lifted by her. The warm hug from her humbles me down from king of oneself, because to her, I might as well be a steward, a jester, a clown bound to put a smile on the face of she who wears it charmingly with grace like a crown. With two older brothers raised and trained to always respect and protect her as their duty, she is the very essence of beauty. The mold broken by God as he gave high five to every single angel frozen in awe, saying, wow, would you look at her? How can such a beautiful heritage and the rewarding fruit of the womb still reflect my image and word as if it's a thread cut from the cloth of her own, clothed with strength and dignity. I wonder, what have I done to receive such a beautiful blessing sent to me? Smiles with an infectious presence, giggles as naturally contagious as possibly intended by the heavens, the essence of what it means to, by breathtaking, blessings on blessings on blessings that indicates exactly what my purpose is. It is in her I see how fragile life is, how strong I must be, how soft and gentle I can be, delicate. I tell myself I would not leave her crippled by spoiling her, but the falling out with my words and I seem to always occur because of her, the Achilles heel to my backbone. My aurora borealis lies in the eyes of this little walking soul of solace, a breath of fresh air, my sunflower in the form of a brown-skinned Liberian girl, a girl capable of creating storms without a care. She speaks music with laughters of poetry. She confiscates my attention immediately, instantly reminds me what my job is. Father, arms of iron gates to protect her. A chest like bed on which she rests her head and leaves me prisoner. Well kept in silence. For any defiance, I wake this beauty of innocence with volume of arrogance and tears that pours out cries of hurricane. So quiet I remain, still enough to be moved by her, thinking, would you look at her? How in the world could someone who makes so much noise sleep so peacefully? It is in moments like these I wholeheartedly accept my fate willingly, as I am indeed prisoner to a beauty, and you best believe I am honored and proud to be. Paul.
I was drawn to the colors at this vendor's booth, but my approach was deliberate, like the way I view a single piece of artwork from a distance, letting my eyes trace its edges, recognizing the emotion that's stirred in me before I move closer. There was joy here. The artist had captured the brightness of the essence of lemon, misting the air at first slice, the coolness of poolside lounging, and the crisp, freshly scrubbed marble steps Baltimore used to have. He was a Maryland native, and he had placed his take on street art at the center of all of his pieces. It was an abstract of the word love, saturated with primary colors. I watched how he spoke to those browsing potential patrons or incidental friends. There was this genuine connection that invited me, like how I end up close enough to a painting that the edges blur, but its center reveals something new. That's when I saw her. I always feel color first. It was the warmth of orange inviting me to move closer. Thick charcoal lines curving to form a silhouette, shadows gathering in the soft folds of flowing fabric, outlining fuller than expected hips. She was soft and elegant. She had both arms raised because her hands were in her hair, like she was adjusting straight pins to prevent her upswept locks from cascading down her back. I was transfixed with the vibrancy and rich details of all of the other pieces, but she made me pause along the edges of it all, and I thought, oh, that's me. Beautiful in her simplicity, we shift to the center of what you see. She reminds me to trace my own curves with joyous fingertips, with open palms gliding, and with love, always with love, essentially.
I used to hear this phrase all the time. You got good hair. What do you mix with? I would scratch my head and say, what are they talking about? What is this nonsense? Is there such a thing as good and bad hair? I'd question myself. I asked my mommy, and she said it wasn't fair for people to have put this kind of stigma on a girl at my tender age. So as far as I was concerned, they weren't talking to me. My parents were black. Good hair is this or that. I don't know what you define it as. It's simply a staple in the black household, like the evening news, and sit around and talk about things like who's got the nappy kitchen and whose hair is butters and it's whipped. That's all right, because I still don't get it. What actually dictates good hair from bad? I don't know. How does one decide if their hair is the one to be had? I'm one of the ones with natural curls. My daughter has waves. My mother does too. My two granddaughters have hair in two different shades. Is the texture a feature that we need to discuss? How much our hair means to us and why it's so much? Do other races describe their hair as good or bad? If they were born with kinky hair, do they become angry and get mad? The men care of hair is easy to manage. Why is the hair care industry so lucrative? I'm happy with my natural curls and my look, and when I don't put on any product, I just rock the afro. That's okay, too. Perms never straighten my hair. I didn't need that alteration to my look. I love the body of the crown. I love my body from crown to foot, and if I had to shave my head again, I'd still be okay. Just knowing that God meant it to be this way. Just because Lupus took my hair out before, I didn't even cry when it hit the floor. As far as I'm concerned, there is no good or bad. It's just hair. Careful whatever grows up there. And if there's none, then make sure you put some oil on your dome. Envy.
Breathe. In and out. Breathe. Breathing is not a luxury quickly and bountifully allotted to me. When I gestate thoughts and compress periods of time into poems. Somewhere during the regurgitation, there's a squeeze, a seize, a barrel under pressure, turbulent seas. And in the heart of deep waters, my words seem to lose sustenance, becoming non-corporeal. My mind can't seem to grasp them, so I am floating within them, like a specter in my own passages. First I'm phasing, then drifting, out of focusing, underwater, breathe. Slowly, centering, balancing, so that the oxygen coming in will fuel the boiler with the check valves at the ready, so that the compulsion doesn't expand into a billion bands of potentials. And that's the complexity of exponentials. When you have an entire ocean waiting to leave through the trickle of a small stream, at these pressures, even water catches fire. Mental note. Take the time to take in the wind when I hear the hollow howl's whistle I inhale. Breathe. Because breathing is for the soul that's living. Feel that stress leaving, that tree swaying, the whirling wind streaming up the nostrils, and then release. The body needs the burning of that oxygen in real time. Don't panic. It will be fine. But the war is woven in between the walls, in between the lines. Every spark is from a grind. Every gem will not shine. I want my recitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8mm of your mind. A poem not heard, but lived. A poem with living roots that reach into the well of your thoughts. And you, the listener, are privy to see the desserts and the wines of what leapt from the produce. If I could just weave the poem to the passage, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the tricky turns, the clever little traps, cover the tracks, cast the net. But the scarecrow pops from out of the furrows to frighten away the magpies. You see, this is a normal day for me. The poem crafter, measurer, calligrapher, the slave, the master, the noble one, the bastard. Or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing. In and out. Life-giving air. I must learn to do this more efficiently. Poem. Now, Khadija, the best way to get thrown off of this show is to make the host cry. So we're not going to do that, are we, Khadija? I'm opening everybody's mic up. Let's go ahead and give Khadija a round of applause. If not for just that piece, but with everything she's done tonight.
Job well done.
If y'all want to pour into Khadija, now would be the time to go ahead and do it. I'm going to mute my mic.
Oh, man. That was got my eyes sweating. I'm like, I'm supposed to be a tough guy over here. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but wolves don't cry. Shit, me. But that's what I mean, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Today was a little rough. I'm gonna be transparent right now. Today was kind of rough for me. You know what I mean? So I needed that. I needed that healing power of her voice, Khadija. I'm telling you, when you sing, it charges the atmosphere with something supernatural. It exposes mankind in this wonderful power. I'm telling you, God put something inside of you, man. You gotta keep singing. Stop that shit. Sing it and share it because people have to hear that. I need it. When you sung, my eyes started sweating. My eyes were sweating. My head was on laps. I needed that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. I'm sure everybody in the room can like attest. That was super. That was phenomenal. That was dope.
Thank you, Mouthpiece. I appreciate that so much. And I'm glad that, you know, you felt a little bit better after hearing. I know you said you had a rough day, you know. And you always, you know, I told you, anytime you give me, your compliments are just so beautiful. They touch me because it reminds me why I do what I do, you know. We as artists have a way of transmuting the emotions that we feel, you know, whether it's through a piece, whether it's through a song. For me specifically, you all know music is my first love, you know. It's where I feel most comfortable. And so I find myself getting lost in the music and just singing from my heart. And the fact that you guys feel that means the world to me because that's what I can only hope is that you feel the emotion, that I'm able to transmute the energy and the emotion that I'm feeling to you all, you know? So thank you.
Good work, Khadija.
Real quick, on behalf of all, I was in Iron Shop Design, man. I know they wish they could be here, but they had other shows, but man, we just said thank you and congratulations. I'm sorry. My bad, just to...
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Nah, you good, bro. Yeah, Khadija, this was great, man. You know, getting a glimpse into your life was very, very refreshing. It gave me even more respect. And the fact that you came from not just a great family, but the community that nurtured what we have now, the product we have now. The Khadija, the poet, the creative mastermind. It's a blessing, and I'm pretty sure you're proud, man. You have to come from that. You know what I mean? I wish more of us came from such strong backgrounds, but you're doing your part to put that out and inspire more to do that for themselves and for others as well. So this was dope. This was dope. Thank you.
Thank you, Frequency. You got me smiling from ear to ear. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Khadija, Khadija, Khadija.
Yeah.
That voice, I could never, ever get tired of hearing you sing. Like, I tell you, girl, I would let you sing me to sleep. You just warm my soul. Like you real life warms my soul every time I hear you. You just so authentic. Your voice is authentic. It's unique. It's you. It's the essence of who you are. It's just everything about you. It's beautiful, including your voice and just your vibe, your energy. And just keep being you. Keep beaming. Keep shining. And break out that shell by now, God dang. Because
once
you
reach a full... It's so comfortable
here, though. Yes, but once you really just reach your full capacity of who you are and embrace it, it's like, man, everything is there. So I hear you say you haven't broke out of your shell yet. So I really just can't wait until you fully just break out. Because, hey, I'm with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anybody else before we move forward?
Yes, me. It was so beautiful that I'm a fan now, and I don't say that often, but also I was messaging someone trying to get them to call in and hear you. So I don't know if they made it, but it was that good that I was like messaging two folks saying, hey, you need to call now.
Piggyback a magic, Wincy.
Hmm?
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, it's Gwency.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to meet you, and thank you.
You
I appreciate
too.
That so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that wonderful, beautiful energy.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Gwen C was the first person we ever interviewed here. Gwen, we appreciate you for helping us kick this off and being the foundation for the stuff we're doing today.
Oh, thank you, Jay. I love you, Jay. I love you, Gina.
Hey, we love you, too. It was just the most logical thing to do. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. You're very busy, so we appreciate you taking time out of your busy flight, travel plans and doing what you do all over the place, which is wonderful things. We love that. And like Jay said, thank you for helping us kick this off. We wanted
Lord
to do
God,
this.
You guys, stop it. You're killing me. You know, I don't
no,
like
it. No, it's real. In real
position,
you helped.
And
it
reminds me, Khadijah, don't let Khadijah, yes, come out of your shell, because I've been in my shell. I've been performing since 2013, and I still can't come out. So please don't be like me. You are amazing. Just come on out. Come on out. Love it.
Exactly.
Love it. Love it. Live it and come out.
Oh, I love that. I love those words of encouragement. I appreciate that. And I humbly accept that. Thank you.
And I'm glad you heard
we
that
always
too,
get
Gwency,
these introverts.
I heard her say that.
Yeah, I was
oh,
going to say we always get these introverts, and then they come on with us, and it sounds like they were not, because they're comfortable and they're engaging and they're amazing. And I have to add and piggyback off what Mouthpiece said. He said he had a bit of a day. I had a very sick day. I went to bed sick. I woke up sick, and minutes before show time, I ate for the first time today and took my meds. So I felt like, you know what, I got to do this for Khadijah. And it wasn't that I did this for you. You did this for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you, Auntie Gina. I'm glad you're here as well.
Now, you remember when you make your first meal, you stop right over here first. You're like, I finally did it, Jay, and I said I was going to come back. Like, good, I'm glad. So we got some people who make it big, and they go, here, come on back. So when you make your first meal, you stop right back over here at the spot, wherever we at. Ta-da. All right. I'm glad that Gwen C. had mentioned that, too. You had said something about that it's comfortable being here as far as hiding. I'm paraphrasing terribly right now, but it is comfortable there. It is comfortable. But like Gwen C said, you know, you have to go ahead and come on out, especially with the things you have going on, Khadijah. The things you already know you have to be on the front lines with them. If you're not on the front lines with them, things are not going to go the way that you want them to. And you like things to go a certain way. So we're going ahead and doing this for you to go ahead and like, hey, you can look back at this. This is a time marker of what you were feeling at this time right here. You took us through a whole gambit of things. From young Khadijah to where you are now, I would appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
For sure, for sure. All right. Gina, can you give us a station identifier? I'm gonna play
a
track,
problem.
And we're gonna be getting on down. Hey, everybody, we appreciate y'all for coming through. Also, Janice is in here also. She was our number two person that we had brought through here. And I played a few of her tracks today. I did not get a chance to introduce them like we normally do when my partner's at full strength. But that was Janice, For Real, myself, Frequency, and Fabi, I believe. Gwen C., I have you in rotation, ma'am. All right, Gina, I yield my mic.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this Saturday evening, the Jess, Jay, and Gina Show. This is a For Real Network Entertainment production on the Epiphany Universe, which is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw?
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Agape, a poem.
But miserable love comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces, an antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The flush of Chicano's icy melting into mud as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like gauges gush. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moon, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. While facing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Digging up, ginning and juicing as we start the tan in our pubescent essence. Bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dented expressions of her meekness. Kindred kisses kindled by a sweet breath. To his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna. Warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven's flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. More, 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 more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with you met and hess up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dreams. You awaken my skin with memories of imagination, just thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets we are. And dwelling in agape, yeah. We are touching its womb. We are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. Let me tell you something. That's so agape. I'm gonna play with. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate y'all coming out to the Just to the Just Sanctuary. This is really eye-opening. Y'all take care of me.